When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back live with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Holiday Party.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
On 670 The Score.
I feel like this entire back half of the football season has been an airing of grievances against the Chicago Bears, but we know there is room for more. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Holiday Party, and boy, it's been a rough year for the Chicago sports fan, and that's why we gave our listeners, Lawrence, the chance to hit that button next to the Listen Live button on the app.
You can just send us a recording of stuff.
And then that's where you hit the button, and then you can leave your Chicago sports grievance, and we're going to share some with people here during the holiday party.
Can we give them a little bit of joy, too? Can we clue them in on the conversation we were having with John Vincent?
Sure.
Is Kyle Tucker the best player in the National League Central?
Best player in the National League Central in terms of a five-tool player?
Overall, is he the best player?
I mean,
Nolan Arenado's still a Cardinal, right?
Yeah, he is, but he's not faded. The same.
Ellie is
who we were thinking of.
Ellie De La Cruz is the one I mentioned off the air with the tools to be better. And certainly the stolen bases are outrageous and the power is great, but he didn't put it all together last year. Had a great first half and then trailed off. I got to look at the numbers.
And Adames is out of here.
Adames is gone. Yelich is not what he once was.
And maybe he'll never be again with the injuries that he sustained.
Brian Reynolds on the Pirates gets a mention.
Sure.
You know,
but that's pretty good if you're now in a position where you can say, without many objections, you can say you have the best player in the division.
Yeah, I mean, I think you do. I think you do. And you got the best player in this trade, and you're going for it right the hell now. You've got a baseball president who has 1 year left on his deal. If they don't make the playoffs, he's not getting to stay. And he needs to be aggressive, and he knows it. You've got a big money manager who just got here for year one, and they have the exact same record, and he's disappointed at the way you do some things, and he said so at the end of the year.
And maybe he's helped you kind of put together what your plan is going to be going forward, because not only is he one of the best managers in the game, he has a background of working in player personnel.
You know which qualified player had the highest OPS in the National League Central last year?
Well, let's see. I was going to say Adames.
Seiya Suzuki.
So yeah, Kyle Tucker is the best player.
Kyle Tucker is the best player in this division. Yes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's great.
Ellie had an 810 OPS. He also had 67 stolen bases.
Yeah, that's
is that
nice.
Good? Yeah, that's pretty
I
good.
Think that's pretty all right.
That's pretty all right.
Texter says Skeens, we're talking position players, not pitchers, but we get where you're coming from because that guy is dominant.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very cool to overnight go from it being objectionable and then be like, oh, now it's pretty clear, best player in the division.
Yeah.
He's got to live up to that standard, though.
I think he can. I think he can. The Cubs have desperately needed a superstar, and everyone's known it, and it's gone on for a couple of years. And when all those shortstops were available, they didn't get themselves Trey Turner. They got themselves Dansby Swanson, who's a fine player, but is not a superstar.
He's a really good player.
He's a really good player, but is not a superstar. Kyle Tucker, in the glare of a city like this, has an absolute chance to be thought of as a superstar in terms of quality of player. He's right up there with just about anybody.
I hope so, because Big John's excited.
But John is excited.
I'm very excited. I am. I'm ready for baseball season.
He's going to sing for us again in a matter of moments here on 670 The Score. But we asked for grievances, and we got grievances, right? What makes a holiday party better? Other than fans telling us what they're angry
about. Festivus for the rest of
us.
Well,
this first one here is not necessarily a grievance, but it is a good way to kick off a holiday party. It's a good friend of all of ours here at the station.
Let's get the holiday party going. Lawrence, Speaks, Shane, and Tanny. Happy holidays from your friend George Bliss. Take it over, Speaks.
Speaks, take it over. You heard the man.
Take it over, Speaks.
I'm taking it over.
V5444.
What does he want me to do? We got John Vincent.
You're singing all over John Vincent. Sing over this.
All right, I'll stop singing over John Vincent. Heard, Chef. All right, what else we got?
Just keep going, I guess.
Wait, did George include that in his recording, or did you put that in there?
Why would I put that in there? For
I don't
no
know.
Reason?
That's just so weird.
That is something I would do, though. Just
that
random.
Is, that is.
But no, George included that. He mixed it all together. Like
did
that.
He really?
Yeah. Guy's a champ.
Oh, my God. That's tremendous. I have nothing more to add to George Bliss's lovely welcome.
Good.
Into the holiday party.
All right, Chris in Wisconsin is next.
With the Bears, we all know what the definition of insanity is. It's doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Here we go again. Bring in a quarterback. First it was Trubisky. Bring in a quarterback with a dead coach. Waste his first year. Same thing with Justin. And now here we go again with Caleb.
He's got a grievance with the Bears.
I think a lot of people do. And it's understandable that they would have a grievance with the Bears. Because I was in the hallway. I was talking with Mitch. And we were both like, man, it's just, it's been too bad. How many listeners did we talk to a couple days ago? Their hearts are broken. Like, they're not even mad.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're just broken.
That day. That whole day was grievances. That whole day was people airing it and making it known. But I want more.
All right, we got Rich in
hey,
Chicago.
Bob, this is Rich calling from Jefferson Park. Listen, the Bears are not who we thought they were.
It's not his real voice.
I can't even believe it. I can't believe it.
Can't even believe it.
That's a good one.
He's getting his John Heyman on.
I was about to say, that's a boring one. Why'd we do that? And then he came through.
Oh.
So now, Tanny, we're going to need a mashup of Heyman,
Grody,
and Paul.
Yeah.
And none of them can believe it.
And us later on in the show, because now we got to slide one in.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys. This is Emotional Jag on Twitch. I'm telling you, I'm up to here with Spiegel's optimism about the White Sox trade. These guys are nothing but scratch-off tickets for now. I've seen the parade of guys come through, the Mike Carusos, the Luis Roberts, the Eloy Jimenezes, and these guys just don't produce. They just don't get there. It's either the White Sox development or the lack of heart of these guys. So please, for the love of God, please stop trying to convince me that these guys are good. This is Mike Ravens with Matt Spiegel.
Did I do a good enough job of disguising my voice for that one? I think so. Wait, is this on the air?
Noted. And received. Heard, Chef. Absolutely heard.
Is there any more?
Yeah, last one for now.
Okay. Dano from Jacksonville, Illinois. I've got a Danny hot take. Brian Flores gets a head coaching job. O'Connell hires Eberflus. Eberflus now has a different path for screwing the Bears.
That is the sound of Festivus right there.
I feel like Matt Eberflus might have to do a walkabout for a while.
I don't think he ever gets another head coaching job.
I don't, but even as defensive coordinator, I think he might have to Things might have to cool off a little bit for him.
If the Bears defense continues in these last four games to showcase themselves like they did against the 49ers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Eberflus is respected as a D coordinator. He'll get another job doing that.
Maybe, but maybe not this cycle is what I'm saying. Also, perhaps he should maybe go coach a MAC team.
Lawrence, I wanted to add something for the holiday party. I saw some treats this morning, and they screamed you.
Oh.
And this is not a re-gift. I brought the Reese's trees, baby.
Thank you.
Because as you know, and as you have said, the specialty Reese's items, the holiday items.
Perfect peanut butter ratio.
They nail the ratio. So enjoy the trees.
Thank you.
Good sir.
Wait, whatever happened to our snack cake trees?
I don't know.
We still have them. Are they still good?
Bring them out. Bring them out. Decorate for the party.
I've been doing quality control since Halloween. They're still good.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Speaks. This means a lot.
You got it.
These are the simple things that make me happy. Like you don't have to do a lot for me. But this right here.
That gets it done, right?
Yeah, this is a good weekend right here.
I know it does.
Let's turn the microphone back over to our guy. Let's hear the beautiful tones of one John Vincent.
Sing us to commercial break with holiday cheer, Mr. Vincent, sir.
A blue, a Christmas without you. It'd be so blue. Just thinking about you. Complaining on air, 'cause Chicago sports fans care. Oh, it means a thing, but please, we need a ring and see those blue snowflakes start falling. That's when those blue guys, listeners, start calling. You'll be doing all right when everything goes bright. But now it's just a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
This is how you beat Wojo right here.
Back with more after this. It's Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Merry Christmas.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.